Unit 4. Other trade forms. Conversation 1.
We would accept it if your processing charge is reasonable.
Sure. Considering our good relationship, we can give you a favorable charge.
Then what's the processing charge?
$300 per metric ton.
That's too high. I appreciate that your quality is good. Therefore, I suggest both parties make some concessions so that we're able to come to an agreement.
I'm sorry. We've already made you a very favorable offer, so we can't go any further.
All right. How long will it be required to process this amount of goods?
It will take 10 to 20 days to process the goods from the day we receive the material you supply.
We will supply you the material on time, but you must guarantee you will make delivery of the finished products to us on time.
We shall ship the assembled finished products to you at port destination as instructed by you. All the shipping expenses shall be borne by you.
Should you fail to deliver finished products in time, all losses thus incurred shall be borne by you.
Okay. The finished goods will be loaded on lorries and transported to Shanghai on the specific date every month, and then they'll be loaded on the ship you book and transported to your country, Australia.
We'll reserve our right to claim if you fail to deliver goods on time.
But natural calamities such as the collapse of highways because of floods must be excluded. Otherwise, we assure you that we'll fulfill the contract strictly.
Good. And another point. You must guarantee the quality and the specifications required of the finished products.
We'll process and assemble in strict accordance with the sample submitted by the customers and deliver the finished products in conformity with the contract terms respecting the time of delivery, quality, and quantity.
Sincerely hope a pleasant cooperation between us.
Conversation 2.
I have to tell you that we're short of foreign exchange. Could you undertake compensation trade?
That's okay. We often import ready-made dresses from abroad.
You agree to buy back? Then we can overcome foreign exchange difficulties.
Yes, you can pay for the equipment with the ready-made dresses produced by the equipment.
That's pretty good. Would you like to do total compensation trade or a partial one?
It depends upon your payment capability.
In my opinion, total compensation trade is better.
Okay, but how long will you need before you can complete the payment?
The commonly accepted period is 3 to 20 years. We're sure to try our best.
I would like you to complete the payment in 3 years if it's not too difficult for you.
I'm afraid it's a bit short. The price of the equipment is $18 million. That's a large amount for us to compensate. We may meet various kinds of difficulties in the initial period of our production. What do you think of 5 years?
That's all right. By the way, you know that compensation trade is kind of a loan. That is to say, you must pay interest.
Of course. What I want to remind you is that you must provide us with necessary technical guidance.
We will. But the quality of goods must meet our requirements. Conversation 3.
I do have a specific idea in mind concerning our cooperation. I propose to sign an agreement for a project producing toys.
That's a good idea. Now, will you please tell me the total investment of such a product?
At the beginning, I think this joint venture should be of a moderate size. The total investment would be US $4 million.
Then how much would the registered capital be?
It should be US $2 million.
Sounds reasonable. Now, what's the percentage of your contribution?
50% of the total investment of $4 million. That includes cash, machinery, and equipment.
So we will provide the balance 50%, which would include the factory, premises, some machinery, and right to use the site.
That's right.
Well, how much will you be responsible for marketing the toy products of the joint venture?
We'll be responsible for marketing no less than 50% of the products to the international market.
Could you raise the percentage further, say to 65%?
Well, we'll try our best. I think it's not difficult for us to reach this goal.
Now, what about the term of this joint venture? I mean, when will it expire?
How about 25 years? As a small enterprise, I think both of us can accept it.
That's okay. Another question about the organizational structure, personnel system, and wage system. As I understand, it should be discussed and agreed upon by both parties' consultations.
That's right. The whole joint venture is to be put under the guidance of the board of directors.
Conversation 4.
What I want to know now is what steps should be taken to engage in a joint venture with you.
A joint venture can operate as long as it obtains the approval of the Chinese government.
Do you think it's difficult to get the government approval?
China takes a positive stand in regards to introducing foreign investment and business cooperation.
I think it is more favorable to make an investment in China than in other countries. That's why I chose you as my partner.
Yes, China's political and economic situation are stable and will remain stable, and the laws of joint venture are solid.
Must I invest in cash only?
The parties to the venture may contribute cash, capital goods, and industrial property rights, etc., as to their investment.
I'd like to know how profits and losses are shared in a joint venture.
The parties in the joint venture shall share the profits and risks in proportion to their respective contribution to the registered capital.
Can I remit my share of profit abroad?
Yes, you can. Or you may reinvest the profit in China if necessary.
Do you have some other preferential treatment?
Yes. A joint venture pays less income tax or even no income tax at all under certain conditions during the first 5 profit-making years.
That's really a preferential tax policy.
I hope our joint venture will come to a success. Conversation 5.
I want to know whether you would like to enter into a processing contract for assembly with us.
Yes. What type of products do you intend to assemble?
Video recorders.
We have set up an automatic assembly line, especially for assembling video recorders. So your suggestion is very attractive. Please tell me something about it in detail.
We hope you process and assemble for us 60,000 video recorders within a period of 4 years. The assembling charges for each set are 80 yuan RMB. You shall complete the assembling of all video recorders and effect shipment within the time mutually agreed unless some unforeseen circumstances beyond control occur.
Well, it sounds reasonable. What do you consider about the damage rate of parts and components?
In case the damage rate exceeds 2%, you shall provide at your own expense the excessive shortage of parts and components needed for assembling.
2% is too low. As you know, 3% is the international practice.
Well, we agree to that.
The supplied assembly tools shall be re-inspected at the end to ensure that they correspond to the standards. If you fail to supply the components in time, all losses incurred will be borne by you.
Yes, but if you fail to deliver video recorders in time, all losses thus incurred will be borne by you. Shipment of finished video recorders shall be made once a month to be arranged on a quarterly basis.
Okay, we agree.
I think we have settled all the points under dispute. I'm very pleased that we have come to an agreement at last.
So am I. Shall we go over all the terms and conditions of the contract to see if we agree on all the particulars?
Yes, I find it quite necessary to do so.
Since everything is clearly defined, I hope we will sign the contract as soon as possible.
I shall have it ready as soon as we can.
Conversation 6.
Miss Green, we've studied your catalogs and price lists and found that your products will be well received in our market. So we've got more confidence to be your consignee in Shenyang.
Our cosmetics, toiletries, and other products are very popular in other parts of China. More and more Chinese women are fond of our products. You know, some of them are particularly produced for Oriental women. As our consignee, you'll certainly make beautiful profits. Well, Mr. Wang, shall we move to the next point? The terms of consignment?
Okay, let's start with the period of time, shall we?
Good. Usually, the similar contracts signed with other consignees are based on 12 months. Why not follow this suit? I suggest the sales commence on or about May 1st, 2006 and continue through April 30th, 2007. Now, we're in February. There's still more than 2 months before May 1st. We've got enough time to make all the necessary preparations.
I suggest that after starting the operation, the two of us meet around July 15th to decide on acceptable sales for the remainder of the consignment period. I believe it will certainly benefit both parties.
Good idea, Mr. Wang. You'd guarantee that our products will, by then, be displayed and sold in all big hotels and large malls in Shenyang.
So long as your products arrive here before April 15th, 2006, we'll be able to manage all the sales to your entire satisfaction, Miss Green.
The goods will be delivered from Beijing, where we've rented a warehouse, say by trucks if it's more convenient than by train.
The insurance, no matter what it is, should be covered by your party.
Of course, Mr. Wang. That's common practice, isn't it? Conversation 7.
Our discussion has been pleasant and productive. I sincerely hope that the volume of trade between us will be even greater in the future.
By the way, Mr. Zhang, we are interested in doing a joint deal with you on Chinese arts and crafts in our market. Would you entertain this proposal?
Well, this is something new. A few of our friends from Europe have also suggested that we participate in joint enterprise with them dealing in some of our goods. We are thinking about it. We think there are a lot of details to talk about.
If you like our proposal, we could be looking at 20 million marks worth of doing business.